What's going on, y'all? I'd like to welcome y'all back to Sync Music Mondays. Every Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Y'all know the vibes. Financial literacy for your music. And yo, shout out to all of y'all, man. Like, we are killing it on the charts. Shout out to Belize, Ghana, Nigeria. We charting crazy in a lot of these markets, man. So big ups to y'all. Thanks for tapping in. If you haven't subscribed already, definitely subscribe. A lot of dope stuff coming. Big shout out to y'all. And as always, we're going to start off with the word of the day. Something inspirational, motivational. And it simply states, don't die before you're dead. I'll say that again. Don't die before you're dead. I think a lot of times people kind of just tap out. They kind of put things in autopilot in terms of life. They put a lot of dreams on hold, a lot of goals, a lot of aspirations, just giving up. But you know, don't die before you're dead, man. You know, you got purpose, you got destiny, walk in destiny, live in destiny, thrive in destiny. You know, definitely just strive for greatness. You know, that's definitely the name of the game. So, you know, once again, don't die before you're dead. And that is the word of the day. Now, today's going to be a dope episode because what we're going to talk about, you know, we normally talk about financial literacy, music licensing, but every now and then we switch off to different topics we feel that could benefit you. And this topic is fire, man. It's called Stop Tolerating Bullshit from People. I'll say that again. Stop tolerating bullshit from people. And, you know, I think a lot of times in life, like, experience is the best teacher. So, you know, I mean, what better way than, you know, for me to give y'all some experience that I learned in terms of dealing with people, how to navigate. And, you know, we're going to break it down. So, for starters, I think what's important is that we don't respect titles. We respect actions. So you'll be born into families. You'll have aunts. You'll have uncles. You'll have aunties, cousins, your mother, your father, right? Sister, brother. But what is family and what are friends, right? To me, family is an action word. To me, being a friend is an action word. Like, if someone says they're family, but they constantly shit on you, or they move a little suspect, that's not family, right? That's not love, right? That's not a friend. So, you know, I'm gonna give y'all some prime examples, man. So, story time. So, this first example, right, where I had to stop tolerating bullshit from people was, it goes back. So, when I was in I was a freshman or something like that. So I remember my mom, when I came home, she was upset. I lived in South Jamaica, Queens. And I was like, what's wrong? She's like, you know, someone cut the cable wires to our house. So anybody that knows, like, back in the days, cable was equivalent to, like, your home phone line. So that was, like, the phone, you know, you used to dial out. And she didn't have a cell phone, so she was tight. She was like, you know, someone cut the phone wire to the house. And we didn't know who it was at the time. And then my uncle, he actually admitted to cutting the phone wires. And we was like, why the fuck would you do that? And his reason was he was mad at my mom because he said he tried to call her and she never called him back. So because of that, he felt validated in his actions to cut the phone wires to the house. So for me, you know, I've always had an assertive personality. That's just me. I'm an alpha male, so I don't tolerate bullshit from people. And if there's a problem, we're going to confront it head on. And we either going to have conflict resolution or we just going to have conflict. You know, that's just how I give it up. So I stepped to him when I saw him when he came on the block. And I was like, yo, I don't like that shit that you did. What's up? And, you know, at that time, I really didn't care. It was either going to go, either he's going to apologize or I'm going to put the beats on him. Whatever it's going to be, it's going to be. You know, my mother was someone that I didn't play about. I didn't play with. You know, same way like with my brother. You know, there's certain people that where, you know, it is what it is, right? So he didn't want any conflict. You know, he pretty much just backed down. He wasn't looking for no altercation, anything like that. You know, and he he just admitted he did it, and it was what it was, right? So in my head, like, I took mental inventory, like, wow, this guy's like really a piece of shit, right? Like, who does that, right? But whatever, that was that. Time goes by, time is passing, and I get a phone call. You know, this is years later, from one of my friends at the time. She was a singer in the industry. And, you know, she says, oh, you know, I went out to dinner with your uncle. So I'm like, oh, that's random and weird. You know what I'm saying? Because he's like twice her age. And plus he was married. So I'm like, what the hell are you going out to dinner with my uncle for? She's like, oh, well, he took me out to Red Lobsters. Everybody know Red Lobsters, some Cheddar Bay biscuits. Biscuits be banging on. Right? So she's like, yeah, he took me out to Red Lobsters. And he told me he works for BET. He's an executive, and he's going to help me get my music on BET. And meanwhile, this guy never worked for BET a day in his life. Let me just put that out there. This guy's a scammer, right? So she's like, yeah, he works for BET. He's going to help me get my music on BET. And he told me that he gave you $10,000 for your house. I'm like, $10,000 for my house? What the fuck is this guy talking about? This guy's nuts. Like, you know, just to give clarity, so I bought my first house. Now I'm on my second house, but my first house, that was a big deal for me because, you know, that was my first property that I purchased with my own money. So I didn't get any money from anybody for, you know, like that house. Like, this, that wasn't like, you know, a property that was given to me. That wasn't generational wealth. That was like my own money, you know, and that was a big deal for me because coming from the hood, you know, a lot of us become statistics, whether that be from violence, gang violence, substance abuse, you know, police brutality. It's just a lot of negatives growing up in the hood. You know what I'm saying? So for me to be able to come out of that and purchase my own home, that was a big deal for me. And the fact that this uncle was laying claim to something that he never played a part in, I was like, this guy's a fucking piece of shit. This is crazy. And it's like someone who goes to jail, right? Now you're becoming a multiple offender because you cut the wires to the house. I let you live. You know, I didn't beat the brakes off you for that. And then here we are, fast forward, and you're still doing the same bullshit. So naturally, being an assertive person I am, I called him up, got him on the phone. I said, yo, are you telling people that you gave me $10,000 for my house? I had to G-check him. He's like, no. I didn't say that. So he's copping pleas once again. You know, he wouldn't admit to it, which is narcissistic. So, you know, at the end of the day, what I had to do was I just cut him the fuck off, you know? And that's the overall theme of this actual podcast here, stop tolerating bullshit from people. You know, at that point, you know, like I say, you don't respect titles, you respect actions. And his actions had consistently shown that he's a piece of shit, right? You're narcissistic, you're self-serving. You don't add value to my life. So why the fuck are you here? You know what I'm saying? I think that's what everybody needs to do, is like assess people around you. You know, whether it's family, friends, business relationships. Do they add value or do they take from you? And if they're constantly taking, you got to cut them the fuck off. And that's what I did with him. You know, so to this day, I don't have any engagement with this person. You know, that's not an uncle. You know, that's just someone who's an opportunist. You know what I mean? So I just move accordingly. It is what it is. Story time number two. I'll give y'all another example of somebody who had to cut off. So this person was an aunt. And this is my mom's sister, actually. So, you know, my mom got diagnosed with breast cancer. She wasn't doing too good. She had to be placed into the hospice. And, you know, when she was in the hospice, she wasn't mobile, obviously. But my brother, he had mental health. He was bipolar and schizophrenic. So my mom used to take money out of the bank to give it to him just to make sure he was good for food or whatever. So when she wasn't mobile anymore, she took a debit card and she loaned it to my aunt to make sure that my brother was good. So like, hey, you know, make sure he has money or whatever. So I knew this, you know, but when my mom passed away, unfortunately, like, you know, it was quick, it was sudden. So, you know, I reached out to my aunt like, hey, you know, we just get my mom's affairs in order. Need to get that debit card back from you, you know? Crickets. Days go by, week goes by, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Didn't get a statement in the mail showing that my aunt, the same day my mom died, my aunt went to the ATM and took out $500. And subsequently, every day after that, She hit the ATM for $500 after my mom died, using the debit card. So I had to press her and confront her about that. Like, and the crazy thing is, she's a pastor. Can you believe this? This woman is a pastor. She's a woman of God using a debit card of her dead sister. Like, how fucking retarded are you? You know what I'm saying? Like, it was crazy, man. It was crazy. So that was a whole ordeal. I had to get the card back and all of this by hook or crook. So I had to cut her the fuck off because she's a piece of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes church people could be the worst, right? They using the Bible to justify their bullshit. So, you know, that was another situation where, you know, reality strikes in. It's not about your title. It's about your character. You know, you're not a pastor. You're a manipulator. So I had to call a spade a spade, right? Can't tolerate bullshit from people. You got to cut them off if they don't serve you, right? Now, those people, I don't deal with them at all. You know, I would be foolish to entertain those types of people, knowing the history and knowing the behavior. You know, people don't change, they just change their victims. And, you know, they've shown that they don't want to change over time. Now, on the flip side, sometimes it can be conflict resolution depending on what it is. And I'll give y'all the perfect example, because shout out to one of my homeboys. We just had a conversation last week because there was a misunderstanding between us, but we back like we never left because we spoke like men. So what happened with that situation, here's the third situation. You know, I'm busy. I got multiple businesses. I travel a lot. I move around a lot. So for me, you know, and I got a lot of great friends. So for me, it's just better time management when everybody can get together collectively at the same time, for lack of better words. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's, you know, birthdays, you know, celebrations, whatever, just to get my whole people together and we rock out, you know? But I noticed this particular homeboy, every time I would try to put together a function or there's something going on, he would always have the same excuse. Oh, man, I can't make it. Oh, man, I can't make it. Oh, man, I can't make it. You can never make anything, you know? And when we talk about friends, we talk about family, it's an action word, right? So it's not just lip service. It's like at some point you have to be present. And I noticed the pattern, like over 5 years, 6 years, it's the same thing with this same person. Can't ever make anything, really. You know what I'm saying? So I call him up. I'm like, yo, what's up with you, man? I was like, you know, I love you. I really fuck with you like that. But you know, you moving funny. You know what I mean? Like, friendship is an action word. You know, we should be present. Don't gotta see each other every day. That's impossible. But you know, throughout the course of a year, at least once, twice. You know what I'm saying? So we could build. And he kept it a stack. He's like, yo, okay, I'm sorry, but I just don't got money like that. Past few years been hard for me. I've been down bad, you know what I mean? And like, you know, when y'all go out, y'all spend, and I don't have it, so I can't come. But, you know, being a man and my pride, I don't want to tell you that. And I respected that, you know what I mean? Like, I respected the dynamics of that conversation because he kept it a stack with me. So, you know, just knowing that and understanding that sometimes there is conflict resolution, even if you're not on the same page, that after communicating, talking with somebody, you can see what their situation is and then y'all can move forward, you know? But that situation with my homeboy was different because it wasn't that serious. It was just, I noticed that he seemed like a flake, you know what I'm saying? And it's the times that, you know, I wouldn't invite him because we just got tired of him being a no-show. Then he said, oh man, I would have came. So it just seemed a little flaky, you know what I'm saying? But we moved past it because sometimes some relationships are worth salvaging, you know what I mean? And some aren't. So, you know, I say all that to say at the end of the day is like, you know, stop tolerating bullshit from people. And the last gem is stop tolerating things off the clearance rack from people. You know, what's off the clearance rack? What does that look like? The bare minimum, right? People not putting forth proper effort. In the course of a year, you know, I just feel that family should see each other at least once. You know, it shouldn't be 2 to 3 years go by, holidays go by, you know. Nobody's present, but they just sending text messages. Fuck text messages. They only go but so far, you know what I'm saying? Like, if y'all can, y'all live in the same state, friends, family, y'all should be together, you know, for holidays. Y'all should be present. What's your excuse? Why aren't you present? Are you an asset or are you a liability? Are you someone who's in someone's life and you just give them the bare minimum off the clearance rack? You know, you don't make effort to be physically present throughout the course of a year. Of course you'll text. Anybody can text. But it takes a real serious person to make a real effort to be present. You know what I'm saying? So I say all that to say, stop tolerating bullshit from people. You deserve better kings and queens. And that's where we at with it. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to y'all. Shout out to all the listeners. I hope these gems was appreciated. And until next week.